Chapter 9. Justine died. She rested, and I was alive. We retired to Belle Reve. I passed many hours on the water, sometimes carried by the wind, and sometimes, after rowing into the middle of the lake, the boat pursued its own course. I was tempted to plunge into the silent lake, that the waters might close over me and my calamities forever. Should I leave my family exposed to the malice of the fiend? Elizabeth was sad and despondent. All pleasure seemed sacrilege. I left home, towards the Alpine valleys, the valley of Chamonix. The weather was fine. It was the middle of August, 2 months after Justine's death. I plunged into the ravine of Arva. Mountains and cliffs overhung every side. The river raged among the rocks. Waterfalls crashed. Higher, the valley assumed a more magnificent and astonishing character. Ruined castles hung on the edge of cliffs. Cottages peeped forth from the trees, forming a scene of singular beauty. The Alps belong to another world, the habitations of another race of beings. I entered the valley of Chamonix. I saw no more ruined castles and fertile fields. Immense glaciers approached the road. I heard the rumbling thunder of the falling avalanche and marked the smoke of its passage. Mont Blanc, supreme and magnificent, raised itself. Its tremendous dome overlooked the valley. Arriving at the village of Chamonix, I found a room and slept.